Blog Talk Radio.
I could do 40 in 2 months. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to the store and buy me some water because I had accidentally drunk me like a Sprite at work. I'm like, damn. And then my purse like, drink you some, bring some water to work. So I gotta buy me some water. So we asking all of the people if you want to donate to the show, you can hit Cash App so I can give me some water. I want to get some fruits and stuff. To help healthy stuff, we will go to the grocery store and live stream us buying the stuff so you know your money is going to our weight loss journey, okay? Well, we get some fruits and so we get water and so we get some protein and all of that. So if you want to be a blessing to us, you can definitely hit the Cash App, want some water, want cases of water because I just want water, 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 all right? And we thank you so very much. For that way, because I want to start bringing water in there. And so we definitely on this weight loss journey. I'm starting today. So, if you want to contribute to that so we can get the water and stuff like that, and we will live stream you. We will live stream myself going there and getting it as well. All right. So we got the phone lines open up. Okay. Here we go. Is this Nicki Minaj?
Wiley, I understand that you're mad that Nicki hasn't responded to your voice notes, but there's no reason to be lying on her like that. When has Cardi ever outsold Nicki? Because the last time I checked, Hot Ish flopped, and she tried to release a remix trying to copy Nicki's Roman, and it flopped. So where? How is she outselling? Outselling where? Not at the festival, because she flopped there too.
Well, for me, where I look at it, Hot Ish is doing really good on radio. Every time I tune in, go out, take care of my business, I'm hearing Hot Ish on the radio. Her Spotify, hundreds of millions of people, she's the most streamed artist on Spotify. So that says something. And she's doing great. Do you think that Nicki Minaj should publicly address Cardi B by naming her by name?
No, because she's doing this to get PR. That's what all this is. This is my issue. All you bloggers are doing this thing that Nicki wants you to do. This is all her plan. This is all PR. She wants you to talk about it so she could promote her Queen Radio app and the Queen's Mix. That's all it is. She shouldn't put a name on it because Cardi has been subbing her for years, and she hasn't put a name on it. She's been arguing with Nicki's fans. But yet she still won't come with the person that she has beef with. But you want Nicki to respond to Cardi.
I think that they should respond. Because my thing is this. If you so bad, I'm from the old school. If I feel some type of way, I don't sub. And that's something that Cardi B said. She said, I don't sub. B, I ain't Jerry. You know Jerry from Subway. Don't sub. Put an address on it. If you the queen, if you got something to say to me, don't sub me. Put an address on it because Cardi B will slaughter Nicki Minaj in a versus or when it comes to bars if they get into a beat and start throwing shots in music. Cardi B will gather Nicki Minaj together. Yes, I said it.
Goodbye. You didn't have this energy when Cardi was arguing with Nicki's fans and liking stalking Nicki about her husband. Like, stop playing games, man. Like, you are a flip-flopper, Wiley. Just pick a side already. Like, this is my issue. If the things don't go your way, hold on. Because she didn't respond to you. Just a minute.
You say this. Pick a side. I'm a grown man. I don't have to pick a side. Why should I be getting mad at Nicki
and then liking her the next day.
I'm not mad at Nicki at all. I'm just giving my opinion. I think that Nicki Minaj is mad that Cardi B is out here selling and that she got this competition and serious competition out here, and that's why she's creating all this chaos. Cardi B don't have to create all this chaos like that and has to do radio shows in the middle of the night chewing ice. Cardi B don't have to do that herself. She just sell authentically off her talent.
But the last time I checked, Atlantic ain't pushing for her no more. They're pushing Lizzo. And besides, why would Nicki is making money off of Cardi, just like she did when they had their beef. So why would she try to mess that up? Cardi's making Nicki a whole lot of money.
Well, for me, I think that Cardi B is doing excellent thing, and her album is definitely going to outsell, you know, Nicki Minaj album. I think her it's going to be straight fire, and it is what it is. I'm the type of person I like. Let me also say this: I'm a fan of both. I listen to both, but I think that Nicki's behavior is so sad for a woman to say she's the queen. I never see Beyonce doing this type of behavior on Twitter. She's not even on Twitter and still sell. She don't have to create all this chaos to sell a record. Nicki Minaj needs to grow up, and her fans need to grow up, because all of this is making Nicki Minaj look bad. And at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj, you can't even take your husband out for a good dinner date with your son, with your child. He can't go out in the public. He's on house arrest. That's like so sad. Like, what if you can't even, your husband can't even drop your son off at school. Like, it's like, that should be the focus here. And she the queen. Like, real queens don't respond to people that's beneath them. Like, that's just like when Queen Elizabeth was alive, she was subbing on Twitter. Oh, let me tell you something, India. Let me tell you something, Russia. Let me tell you something, Africa. Like, no. Like, that doesn't exist. Like, I just think, like, Nicki just needs to get it together. Like, I'm standing that. Nicki, get in that kitchen. And when are you raising your son? Like, you got all this energy. When are you being a mother? Because you always on the internet creating all this chaos. And if you got this energy, why don't you just go on tour, is what I'm saying. Use that energy.
So you're saying that Nicki can't be human? She has feelings too, and they have been coming for her. You cannot deny that.
She has feelings, but all this talking about somebody wants to do voodoo. Who wanted to do voodoo? Then nobody wants to do no voodoo on Nicki Minaj. She lied out her behind. Who put voodoo on her? Where's the receipts? Did she post the receipts of who wanted to do voodoo? I want to see the receipts. Who wants to do voodoo? Like, she say this stuff to gaslight the fans, and it works. And I get on the show, and I'm like, Nicki is blowing up all this smoke. She's talking about, oh, yeah, I'm about to really say something on my show. And then say nothing. She didn't name drop out one artist, and she know when she sub, her fans going to do all of this. And I get it. You have to do all this to sell records, then that's fine. But Beyonce don't have to do that. And she's the queen. Lauryn Hill doesn't have to do that. Who else is out here? Lotto doesn't have to do that.
Lotto ain't popping. What are you talking about?
Doja Cat doesn't have to do that. You know,
Doja taking a
doesn't have to do that. But yet, Nicki Minaj is supposed to be the queen, and yet she got to create chaos to sell a record. And it's not even going to sell that great. Like, come on now. Get somewhere and sit down. And her radio show is low budget. It's really low budget, her radio show. It's very low budget. It's like she's on an app and have to take phone calls from the speakerphone. Like, come on. What are we saying here? Like, she was in the studio and had the Bluetooth speaker hooked up for her side effects, and she tried to sync it through her phone, and it sounded like she was underwater. That's what I'm saying. If Nicki Minaj drop a record today, I would still listen to the record. I'm a fan of Nicki Minaj. But am I a fan
but
of some of her acting on her channel? No.
But if Nicki's all these things, why does these females still want to a collab with her, want a feature from her? But not from Cardi.
I think, and they do want to do a feature with Cardi B, and Cardi B has refused a lot of features as well. I think that people want to do a feature with Nicki Minaj because she's been in the business for 15 years. She's still relevant 15 years later. I just think that Nicki Minaj putting it out there as though, like, no other artists are asking for a feature. Yes, other artists get features requests daily. You're not the only one that get people that want to do a feature with. Drake get requests. Jay-Z get requests. Kanye get requests. Cardi get requests. So you're not so special because you're getting a lineup to do a feature. Like, other artists get people all day get asked to get on a song. So that doesn't make her so special. Like, it doesn't. That's what she don't understand. That's what she doesn't understand. Like, she paints this picture that I'm the victim here. But yet, the way how she did Lil' Kim, will go down in history as the worst. And look, Kim said something I will never forget. She said it years ago. I'm going to restream it and do a whole dialogue on it. Not right now. But she did an interview with The Breakfast Club, and she said Nicki Minaj wanted to be the only one. Those words ring true so much because look how Nicki Minaj is acting with the rest of these female artists. She wants to be the only one out here. Newsflash, Nicki Minaj, you are not going to be the only one. It's going to be more women are coming up, and your fans one day are going to move on to somebody else. That's a fact. You're not going to always have these fans. They're going to grow up and move on to another artist. It's going to happen. It is what it is. You're not going to always be on top of it. There's more women out here. And so that is what I'm saying. And if you don't want to believe that, something wrong with you. It is what it is. She want to be the only one. And you ain't going to be the only one because there's more women. And they coming. And there's more coming.
Okay. And he's not denying that. She meant, but don't be acting like those features weren't beneficial with for Nicki as well. Nicki goes with the artists that are popping. She knows this. She knows that she's going to retire one day and someone else is going to take the crown. But right now, she is the queen, point blank period. And I know you ain't talking about Lil' Kim. When Megan just left Lil' Kim to dry, she did not come to Kim's defense at all. So don't try to bring up Lil' Kim because Megan has done.
I'm gonna always bring up Lil' Kim because if it wasn't for Lil' Kim, it would be no Nicki.
And if it wasn't for Nicki, there would be no Megan or Cardi or all these other female rappers.
And with that being said, credit and say, okay, this, but you ain't got to throw shots at these other female artists coming up. You're almost in your 40s. These artists.
But is it okay for them to throw shots at her?
I don't really see them throwing shots at her. They're not really subbing her. Show me the evidence of them tagging her and throwing shots. Other than Erica Banks saying, oh, you have these artists on here, and they're not really talented. Erica put a name on it. But please show me the evidence of these other artists tagging Minaj's name. I want to see the evidence. Where's the evidence?
Where did Nicki tag Megan and Cardi's name? That she didn't tag nobody.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you feel like people are coming at you, then Nicki should respond and put an address on it. So we don't know who you're talking about. But then when people put an address on it for the fans, she said, oh, no, I didn't call Corey Olive Oil. I'm not talking about her. But then who the hell are you talking about is what I'm trying to say. Like, this ain't you can fool these fans because they're so in love with Nicki. With me, I'm like, put address on it. Eventually, it's boring when you just put, oh, yeah, you deflect and you don't put an address. Put an address on who you're talking about. Put an address on it.
But the funny thing is that you don't have this energy for all the other women that came at her first. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see an artist that said voodoo. Megan Thee Stallion said that she didn't tell Nicki Minaj to drink alcohol and all that type of stuff like that. Like, Nicki knows what she's doing, and she haven't shown no receipt. So, but thank you so very
didn't
much.
Didn't Cardi's sister call Nicki a crackhead?
You said what?
Didn't Cardi's sister call Nicki a crackhead and that she was doing coke?
That's Cardi's sister. Cardi's sister is not an artist. Did Cardi B say that? My thing is this, did Cardi say that? Her sister can say whatever. I want to see if Cardi B put it out there and tag Nicki Minaj and say those things. Then we can have, I see your point, but her sister saying that, who cares? That's her sister. That's her sister. But thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Thank you, Wally.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, who put an address on it? All right, let me get these callers. Okay. 1753, caller, you on the air.
Good night, Wiley. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good. Just make sure that, you know, when you go ahead and you buy your healthy food, make sure you're also working out. Right, it's losing weight is 80% diet and 20% being active.
Oh, yeah, we definitely being active. I already got me a partner, and we doing some things. We may even do OnlyFans.
You should. I'll tune in for the OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you hold yourself accountable. So.
Yes. We are definitely doing OnlyFans. Yes.
You are so fake. You know why?
Yes.
Because
I'm not fake. I put an address on it. Like, if I was fake and then put an address on it, you could say I'm fake. You could say I'm a flip-flopper because sometimes I'm on Nikki's side, sometimes I'm not on side. She flips on issues as well. So that's how
True, but I kind of feel like we need to be having that energy for Cardi because didn't Cardi have the audacity to dox a YouTuber? Like she never put a name on Nikki, but she always put a name on YouTubers, calling them out, putting their pictures out there, but she wouldn't dare dox Nikki. Like, I feel like we need to keep that energy for Cardi. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. Also, I feel like Nicki Minaj's show is not low budget. I mean, we can say the same thing about Joe Budden's show in the basement being low budget. Like, I just kind of feel like you're not trying to give Nicki her flowers, and she's doing a lot.
I say her show on Apple Music was better production than Amazon. I don't know if you noticed. It was totally different. The callers, it was different. It was just different, and it was better. The Amazon, that ain't nothing like, that's just a station head. You know what I'm saying? But when she was on Apple, it's the station head. Because it was echoing, you have to mute, it's station head. Like, literally, it was echoing. But the Apple Music production was better. When she went over there, Amazon, that ain't nothing but station head. It was echoing. Oh, make sure you call in. You're bringing the callers on speakerphone. That's low budget. You know that, though. I got to see people on my level.
What's wrong with being low budget? Hey. Sometimes low budget gets the best show, Wally. Sometimes low budget gets the best show.
Rich, give me some production. You the queen. That's just like Oprah Winfrey doing a show on her iPhone and taking Gail King on the speakerphone. Speak up, Gail. They can't hear you. Hello. Come on, bro. Y'all know that. Y'all know that stuff is low budget.
We still support either way.
My thing is that she talking like she got this grand production, Breakfast Club production. It's no budget. It's ratchet is what she doing. I never seen Oprah Winfrey beefing with Ricky Lake. Let me tell you something, TV hostess. I ain't obligated to come on your show. I'm the queen. You don't see that, man. You don't understand, like, she was the queen. She was all that stuff. You know, I never seen Oprah Winfrey. This is the truth. Y'all don't understand. I never come on y'all's show. I'm the queen. I'm not obligated to give you ratings. Like, come on. I never seen Oprah. If Oprah would do that, I would cry.
But hold up. First of all, Oprah be taking cookies out of the cookie jar. I ain't even going to go on Oprah because that's a whole other type of conversation. The point is that Nikki, she don't have to go on nobody else's show. She made her own, whether it's low budget or not. She doesn't have to go on anybody's show. And honestly, people get clout off this and Nikki, and you know that.
I get that. I understand that. But when would Nikki understand not to respond to the noise? Like, to not to respond to the noise and say, okay, I'm the queen, I'm above it. Because one thing about Beyonce, we talk a lot of trash. People talk a lot of trash about Beyonce.
But Beyonce is an R&B. This is rap. This is totally different thing.
And let's be clear. Okay, it's rap. Then put it in some music. I want you to trash Cardi B in music by naming her name trash, or we know who you're talking about, the same way that Remy Ma came and Nicki Minaj. I want Cardi B gone in the studio. Since y'all want to just go ahead at it in the music.
I agree. They need to put some bars behind it.
They doing all this and no albums. Nicki ain't on tour. Cardi's not on tour. Like, y'all doing all this talking. Like, I'm ready to go to a concert. Like, if you got all this energy to go back and forth on social media, come on, Nicki Minaj. If you got energy to chew ice and do a radio show, go on tour.
But wasn't she just at a Young Money concert? Like, she was just at a Young Money concert not too long ago.
I understand. I'm talking about her go on tour. Get a Vegas residency like Usher. Nicki Minaj is at that caliber. She the queen. She write her own raps. So go to Vegas and get a residency and perform and make some money. But all this energy you
Nicki
got.
Nicki is making money. How about we tell Cardi to drop another album? Cardi hasn't dropped an album.
I get both of them need to drop albums. But I think Nicki is waiting on Cardi, and Cardi is waiting on Nicki. They both watch each other, and it's so sad. It's so sad. Now watch. When Nicki drop an album, Cardi gonna drop it. Just watch how they can do. They both waiting on each other. And I'm here for it. And I'm gonna buy both of them albums, and we're gonna talk about both of those albums. Just like Beanie's album, where did Nicki Minaj? I got an album called Queen. Like, come on. Like, y'all didn't see that. Queen coming out soon. Queen, she had an album coming out quick because Cardi came out, and then she came out Queen. Just watch. When Cardi come out album, Nicki gonna come out with an album.
Cardi is not coming out with no album. All right, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Cardi is not coming out with no album. All right, it's already gonna be in the trash.
I think that with Cardi B, unfortunately, due to her gang banging lifestyle, she got legal issues to address. And so, if I was Cardi, yes, I would take care of the legal issues first before I jump and do an album. Because
she should have thought about that before. It's too late for that now. She did Reebok deals and everything.
She wasn't thinking at all because she had the Tasha. Then now she got the guy with the mixtape, with the graphic mixtape, that lawsuit. And then she got the lawsuit with the women. I guess she wanted to beat up the women or got people to beat up the women. So she got a lot of stuff that she's so.
But Cardi B's ratchet. I'm not surprised. Cardi B's ratchet. So, you know, I'll be watching from the sidelines, you know.
Okay.
And with Nicki, I do think that Nicki kind of, like, takes things overboard. Like, she was talking about Garcelle's son. But, yeah, one more thing. The P&B Rock is, like, really sad. And I do think that his girlfriend got something to do with it. Because I'm, like, I'm from New York, and girls set up people all the time. But I just hope they look into her because the math is not matching.
I told the LAPD I sent an email. I said, y'all look into that girlfriend. It is. And in the video,
I didn't even see her nowhere in the video. Like, so I saw the video. I wish I didn't see it because honestly, it was a lot. Like, he took his last breath.
I saw it.
Okay.
And nobody.
And like, not only that, I felt like people need to be medically trained. They were moving him and doing. It was just
they
a lot
medically
going
trained.
On.
They not medically trained. It's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? At least me, I would have tried to find the wound and try to apply pressure. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, those people weren't medically trained. They on food stamps. Most of the people was on food stamps on Section 8. They on food stamps. Get away, Pookie. You know, I gotta go to the.
You probably right.
They don't fool stuff. They don't know anything about the exit room, CPR. Don't breathe.
They don't know nothing the way they were moving him. I'm like, first of all, like, why are you dragging his body like that?
They were just moving him and recording and stuff. We are in that type of generation. You're not dealing with a generation that giving life saving type of procedures now. They will go live. It's just unfortunate. They will go live and record. It is what it is.
That's true, I guess we're kind of so desensitized to it. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully you're looking to the girlfriend, because I don't know why she dropped the address, but it's not her first time.
I know it's too early. I got her digits. I said, if you need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here. I did DM her that, and somebody got mad. I said, is it too early? I'm like, if she need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here. She's good looking.
It's too early. It was too early for her to even be showing the little waffle spot. It was too early for that. She didn't even wait till they leave. So no, it's not too early to message her. Maybe she might come on. I need to hear from her mouth, like, what happened? Why she did that? Who was it? Because she was there. She not saying nothing.
Yes. Yeah. I hear you right there. Thank you so very much, sis, for calling in.
All right. Take care, Wally. Bye, chat.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right, let me bring your sister on. Voice of New York, you are live on the air. Voice of New York. I'm sorry, 9867. Voice of New York, you there? All right, we're going to go to the next caller. 9717.
Hey, Wally, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Hello?
Hold on, 9717. Let me get voice on first, and then I'm going to come to you. All right, voice, you live.
Yes, sorry, Wally. So, Wally, I see you on your little flip-flopping, gapping your chaps as always. You then say, oh, Nicki Minaj is not the queen, Lil' Kim is the queen. I just want to ask you, what made Lil' Kim a queen? because from what I can see from Nicki compared to Little Kim, yes, did Little Kim became the Barbie? Yes, but she got it from Mattel as a Barbie. So if anything, Little Kim is copied off a white woman named Barbara Millicent, who was made by white people and capitalized on that, but not to the true magnitude the way Nicki has done it. So Barbie doesn't belong to Nicki, and it doesn't belong to Little Kim. It belongs to Mattel Barbie or Barbara Millicent. Also, Wally, when it comes to Little Kim, Nicki didn't steal nothing from Little Kim. Her style is very different as far as her raps. Her lyrics is very different. Nicki came with the personality for every time she rapped. Little Kim just came with hardcore bars. And let's not act like the reason why Little Kim is what's popping back in the days was because of her relationship with Biggie and because she was with Junior Money or whatever case may be.
She was with Junior Mafia.
Yeah, Junior Mafia. I'm like, wait, why am I talking about Cash Money? Yeah, thank you. And I'm from Brooklyn, my bad. But yeah, so what do you mean? She copped, you know, she bowed down, blase. Listen, everyone, does LeBron bow down to Kobe? No, he doesn't. What LeBron did is utilize what Kobe was, capitalize it, and made his own lane. That's why Kobe
did
is
LeBron
Kobe.
James did the LeBron James ever go on Twitter to subtweet Kobe Bryant?
And subtweet who?
Kobe Bryant. Did he ever, when he was coming up, did he ever, like, go on Twitter and subtweet, I'm the best basketball player and all this. Y'all need to understand, I'm the obligated player. Have you ever done that?
I don't understand. Why can't you believe in yourself?
Why does it bother people to say that you're the best in what you do? That does not bother me, but when you're so upset with other artists, why do you have to always give out your grievances on Twitter and you're just such a queen? Like, I never see Beyonce do this. Like, I never see Jay-Z go on Twitter and just give his grievances. Now, they have beef. They put it in the bars and all that. I do believe that they need to go to the studio and do the music because as a consumer, I want to consume that. I want to consume that music and you're saying that you're the best and all of this. You're putting names on it. Who did voodoo on her? Who you think did voodoo on her? Was it Cardi?
Who you think did voodoo on her?
Voodoo. She said somebody tried to do voodoo on her.
Oh, I think it's Cardi because I'm assuming it's something with the Spanish, you know, sometimes some type of, in my opinion, you know,
no,
like some.
Listen,
OBI is real. People do OBI all the time. People do OBI. We call that OBI
is
making culture. Let me tell you how OBI. Okay, so in Jamaican culture, depending on what it is, right? You know, like sometime when the babies are born or whatever, we will tie like a red string around the baby wrist for spirit. And anytime you move into our house, what do people do? They sage and bless the place. Now, maybe
where's the proof of this? Do you think that she just made that up? Like she got evidence? Do you think she got tangible evidence that somebody tried to do voodoo on her? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, no one will walk around and say they do voodoo because, honestly, although voodoo is acceptable in a lot of culture, there's a negative connotation. Voodoo was used by certain, why would someone tell you, okay, if a woman want to tie down a man, okay, we call that means like hold a man or whatever, right? And then she put her special spaghetti sauce. Do you want to know she put her special spaghetti sauce on you? No.
She's not going to tell you. I do believe that Nicki Minaj has been listening to a lot of Tasha K and the lies and she's just throwing it out. I do believe that Nicki Minaj is battling with her karma. She does not want to end up like Lil Kim, like having her fans.
She would never end like Lil Kim. Nicki has a very strong fan base.
I get it, but Lil Kim said something, and I just cannot get it out of my mind. She said that Nicki Minaj wanted to be the only one. She said that years ago. And then also, Lil Kim said she wanted to change up her style. Nicki Minaj wasn't rapping like that, but once she heard Lil Kim's style, she changed up her style. And So you're hearing all this stuff, and then you fast forward years today, and you see how she struggled with competition with other female artists. It makes you wonder, was Lil' Kim telling the truth in that Breakfast Club?
If we're going to believe
Nicki Minaj, somebody wants to do voodoo on her, okay? Did Lil' Kim tell the truth about Nicki Minaj years ago? Because now with this coming up now in 2022, it makes you wonder, was Lil' Kim telling the truth years ago about Nicki?
About her
wanting to be the only female artist, her wanting to not want to work with other artists, and you know, having the jealousy of her not wanting to speak to Lil' Kim.
But she's obligated to do so.
And if all those things were true, then Nicki Minaj better deal with her karma, where people are turning their neck up and their nose up at her. If it is true, then Nicki Minaj got to deal with her karma, that people turning their nose up, not appreciating of her, not appreciating of her being a legend. I'm just saying. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering on that. And I don't know if we will ever know on that, because we wasn't there.
Was Lil' Kim was hating on Nicki Minaj. Well, first off, Wally, the Queens and Almara SMB, okay, SMB, don't tell me to be quiet, so SMB, if you're from New York, you know what SMB means. But anyway, back to the programming. When it comes to Nicki Minaj, I feel like Nicki Minaj has every reason to be the one and only. Anyone wants to be the GOAT. And this is a problem. Why is it okay for men to have this type of ego, but it's not okay for women to be the best or want to be the one and only?
Okay.
Like, I don't get it. Like,
I don't think that's a problem at all. I just say, hey, put in the music, put an address on it. I'm gonna tell her to put
the same thing, Wiley. They do subliminals against her too.
If you tell her that you put the name on it, Cardi, I put it on Twitter. I'm gonna say it until they block me. If they block me, I go on my Facebook account, and I'm gonna hear the text. Both of them ain't putting a name on it. I'm gonna hear the text. So, what's your closing remarks? I'm gonna give to these other two callers. But go ahead.
Nicki talked about PMB Rock, right? And she was saying that condolences to his family, and that why would someone put his address up there? So everyone is coming at Nicki because they felt like Nicki is kind of like attacking his girlfriend. But let's be real, Wally. Why would you put an address? This is the problem with social media. You know, when you and people don't have street sense. When anytime you go on places, you don't put that you're at that place right then and there. What you do is you put it after you leave the place, and then you say you're there, especially if a week before he already had people following him when he went to the L.A. store with the same girlfriend. I don't know if you saw that review, that interview with Academics, which is really crazy. And Wally, I think Nicki Minaj felt the type of way that maybe she wasn't invited to Beyonce's birthday party, because who wants an SO husband over at Beyonce? You know what I'm saying? Remember, Beyonce had her birthday party and Nicki was not there at all. And they came at Nicki Minaj today about how she wants to see Ariel Mermaid with Papa Bear, and someone said, girl, you can't even go to the theaters with your husband, so you ain't going to be seeing nobody. That's all I have to say, Wally. And good show as always.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. We down to two more callers. 9717, you're live on air.
Hey, Wally, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I got to say, I'm not really a big fan of, I'm not really a fan of Cardi B or really Nicki Minaj, but I do appreciate Nicki Minaj as an artist. You know, I don't really see how you can consider Cardi B an artist, since she doesn't really create her art. You know, someone else pens it for her and then she raps it. So it is a little unfair to, you know, kind of compare the two. But I do feel like Nicki Minaj might feel a way about Cardi B for the same reason Jay-Z secretly feels a way about Kanye West. You know, look at Jay-Z. He became a billionaire. He put in so much work, he had so much deals before he could actually reach that Billy mark. Kanye West, though, comes up with Yeezy, puts out a couple of sneakers, and he's worth, six times what Jay-Z's worth. I feel like Nicki you know, Nicki put up, you know, she put in a lot of work with the come up DVDs and all of that stuff. And, you know, she was in the era when people actually had real albums. You had to go purchase an album. You had to work your CDs. And I feel like the way you can really gauge the difference between Nicki and Cardi's success is based on the pure sales. And I believe you're missing that, because you have to look at, you can't really look at, oh, Cardi B's songs on the radio. The radio is, you know, it's the radio. It's all politics. It's whatever, you know, who pays the most money, they get the most spins on the radio. But the people that are actually purchasing the songs, when you look at the pure sales and you look at Nicki's numbers with her number ones and, you know, whatever plaque she receives, those are actual sales, actual people purchasing the music, enjoying the music. It's not bots streaming the music. So I believe that's one of the biggest differences. I think you're missing that when you compare the two. You get what I'm saying, Wally?
Whitney Houston went down in history as one of the greatest singers, right? She didn't write none of her hits. All of those hits, somebody wrote it.
Right, right. So right. She
didn't, would she not be considered an artist?
Because
someone
else
wrote
her hits.
James Brown will go down. He didn't write some of his. He didn't write all of his records. Michael Jackson had writers. P. Diddy had writers. If you don't think a lot of these rappers don't have writers, you are sadly mistaken. So
no,
just
I'm
because
not saying,
she
I'm not saying,
writes
I'm not
her
saying
music
they don't
have writers. does not dwindle or make Cardi B less than. As long as it's a hit, it's a hit. Cardi B got number one hit. Cardi B got a Grammy. So, I mean,
yeah,
she got accolades.
That's not really hip hop though. That's not really hip hop, because hip hop is
Most of Nicki Minaj's greatest hits was pop music, was hip hop. What made Nicki Minaj a mega superstar wasn't a hip hop record. It was the pop records. If you go and research her catalog, most of the pop records made her a mega star. It was not the hip hop records. And people started to look at her as not being a hip hop artist. Like, you have all these pop records. Even Funk Flex even called out. And what did she do? She won Mary S.O. gang member, you know, to get her street carried back.
Oh, well, listen, I don't know about her husband. Clearly she knew the guy before we all did. And clearly she knows something we don't.
And even when I check Nicki Minaj, you know, her writers, I check on Queen, I check on all of her albums, Pink Friday, you see nothing but writers. Writers, you see the writers on there. It don't just say Onika Minaj. It say this person. Say boom, 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 boom. She have writers on there, so she ain't writing her song 100%. She have help, because you can just check the credit.
What?
You see her have writers on her songs, just like any other artist have writers on their songs. So let's not act like she's writing all these songs 100%. That's a lie, and she's lying to you if you believe that.
Wally, I'm not saying that Nicki is writing everything 100%. Everyone has help, but there's a difference with having some help and actually having everything being written for you.
It's not really a difference, because the average, do you think...
Do you think
it's a consumer care about who writes the record to buy the song?
Absolutely.
It's a hot record. That's a small majority of y'all worried about who write the record. You don't care. You just want to know who. It's a hot record. Do you go to the club and be like, I ain't going to dance to this record because he write the song. I'm not going to dance to that record. Like, come on, bro. You know you're not doing that.
Wally, listen, this is how you actually get porters and you get people who love you, because they invest into your art. They believe in you as an artist. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, yes, on the grand scale of things, in hip-hop today, you don't really have to write, you know, all your work. But that's the reason why Nicki has actual fans, real fans, and not just bots. You get what I'm saying? Look at Cardi B's streaming numbers. Look at her radio numbers. They're through the roof. But look at her pure sales numbers of people who are actually purchasing the music. It's just not there, Wally. There's a disconnect. And that's because she's somebody that they made. And I think Nicki might be right. And it's not just Nicki. I think it's not just Cardi. I think it's a couple of the other girls, too. They haven't put in the
Cardi
work.
B, Pure Sales is doing one her debut album. So that's the only album. So her first and only album. So
exactly. So how can you even compare that to, you know...
Nicki been in the business for 15 years, so of course she should have more fans. She's been in the business for 20 years. And you comparing somebody that's been in the business for 5 years. You can't compare the two like that. But with the small amount of time that Cardi B been in the business, she's now neck and neck with Nicki Minaj. And that's just fact.
Yeah, because it's a different time, though. It's a different time. It's a streaming
era. I know it's a different time, but
you don't need a single fan. You really don't need a single fan. You just need radio play and to put on the right streaming.
And that's just how it is. You know, even Nicki Minaj is doing streaming a lot because at one point she talked against people that's on TikTok. Now she's embracing TikTok. So even herself had to embrace the change with the times. We're not in the 90s anymore. We're not in the early
2000s. To be honest, they're all cheap codes. I think we have to acknowledge that.
We are in the OnlyFans digital generation. This is the TikTok generation. So it's totally different than when we were coming up buying music.
Let me just make one more point, and that's it. Wally, you have what, roughly 28,000 subscribers, right? Tasha K has maybe a million?
Mm-hmm.
If you make a statement today and Tasha K makes the same statement, who gets the most reaction? She does, right?
Absolutely.
And this is why people pay attention to what Nicki says. It doesn't mean that the other female artists are not subbing her. It's just, you know, it falls on deaf ears. Not much people are hearing it.
Well, Cardi B haven't really been
responding. Megan
have not been responding like that. Both of them have not been responding, like going on the Twitter.
Well,
they have been
maybe they're not responding to what's happening right now, but
I don't think so. I don't see the evidence of that.
You know, they all doing it. Trust me, Nicki is not just crazy.
Okay, but we shall see. I'm glad that we had this dialogue, and if Nicki and Cardi release an album today, who you buying first? I mean, who you going to support if both of them release today, if they just drop a surprise album? Is you going to buy both or you going to pick one?
I'll tell you what. I might not even listen to it, but I'll support the actual artist, which is Nicki, because I know for a fact that she created the work, you know? That's the difference.
Okay. So you said you're gonna support Nicki, but you gotta buy her album.
Hey, listen, we gotta protect the art, man. That's how I look at it. You can't just let everybody just come in there and just say whatever, record whatever, and you give it a million views, you give them a Grammy. I mean, come on, look how much people got Grammys now. Think about it. They're handing them shit out for free.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for calling in.
All right, Wally, you have a good night, buddy.
All right, thank you. All right, we got Anonymous, you live on air. Anonymous, you live on air. All right, there we go. Thank you all so very much for tuning into The Wally Show. We greatly appreciate it. I want to send a special love to the moderators. Thank you all so very much for coming through. Thank you all so very much. I think I see Tasha, my gosh, Renee. Thank you for coming on and supporting us tonight. Y'all can catch this in the replay. Give me a second here. Y'all can catch us in a replay if you missed it. Thank you all so very much. This is with all the rock, the super freaky girl, everybody pressed over Cardi B. Yeah, a lot of people are pressed over her. Thank y'all so very much. Who you support, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? Comment below. Cardi B, before we go, who do you support? Cardi, if you support Cardi B, type Cardi B. If you support Nicki Minaj, type Nicki Minaj. Who do you support? Type Cardi B or type Nicki Minaj. Who do you support? Type Cardi B, type Nicki Minaj. Comment in the chat. Who do you support? Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? Or both? Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or both?
Oh, man. Cardi B on Nicki Minaj or both? Or both? All right.
Thank y'all so very much for tuning into The Wally Show. We greatly appreciate it. We will see y'all in the next episode. Thank y'all so very much. Make sure y'all comment and subscribe. Peace.
And anybody else that has been in a relationship, because Tasha had trauma going on before even all of those people had relationships for her. They still chose to be in relationships for her and to give her some type of opportunity. Except we really didn't lose as much. I mean, she wasn't my mentor to begin with, and she wasn't my damn friend. So it was nothing to see her come, and it was damn sure nothing for me to see her ass go. Well, I'm the one who damn left, so.
But I'm just saying, sometimes you can't. We can't always go based upon other people's experience. Because, you know, that's not going
to keep it in mind, but ultimately, you know, you allow people, I mean, unless they're known for something super egregious, but just being a petty, immature motherfucker, that either is going to be the case or not going to be the case. So, you know, you give people their fair shot, and, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be.
But y'all keep y'all, you know, keep y'all heads up, keep pushing, doing what y'all doing, greater, coming.
Just lie. Only two things. Don't accuse me of a crime.